bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday edition of the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. I know it's Monday. That weekend went too fast. It's January 12th, 2015. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend in around 5 minutes. CES, we came, we saw, it went. But CES seemed to do a little bit better this year than in previous years. CES recorded record numbers with 170,000 attendees. The Consumer Electronics Association said the number was up from 160,000 just last year. And more than 45,000 attendees actually came from outside of the United States. There was 3,600 exhibitors with 2.2 million net square feet of space. That's a lot of space. No wonder why we're hearing so many people saying, I'm lost at CES. Probably some of the biggest things that were unveiled at CES this year: unmanned vehicles, connected devices, of course, 3D printers, and 4K televisions. There was even some 6K televisions in there, but we probably won't see those for another 6 years. Funny enough, the thing we didn't really see much of, yeah, we seen 3D printers, we didn't really see 3D TVs, did we? Imagine that. Next year's CES will be held January 6th through the 9th in Las Vegas. Apparently, Google's feeling a little bit of pressure from Skype. They're about to update their translation app. And let's face it, it really needs it, because converting an unfamiliar language right now in this speech text app from Google is very, very awkward. Apparently, the updated version will automatically detect speech and translate it right away. Apparently, all you gotta do is hold up the phone, talk right into it, translate, boom, you give it to whoever you're trying to talk to, and then hopefully you didn't offend them. Speaking of Google and moving on to Chrome news, this is actually for OS X users. You like communicating with emoji or emojo or whatever you want to call these little icons. And when they go, hi, I'm a little smiley face. I'm doing so well today. We haven't been able to do that in Chrome and OS X, but have no fear no more. If you don't feel like typing out words, emojicons are coming your way. The emojicons has landed in the latest developer builds for Chrome for OS X, meaning that it can be seen on websites and be entered into text fields for the first time without any of those little bugs. Yeah, I know, if you're on Safari and you're using OS X, you haven't had an issue at all. But if you're a Google Chrome user like myself, you haven't been able to let the world know you've got tears coming out your eyes because you're laughing so hard. If you're a heavy Chrome Emojo user and you just can't wait, you can switch right now to the slightly less stable development version. Flickr has announced there's been a little bit of changes in its most popular camera to upload photos to its popular website. Canon is still holding first and strong with 13.4%, but this is the funny bit. But only just by a little bit of a percent. Nikon used to be number 2, has now dipped to number 3. Who's replaced them? Apple. Apple now holds 9.6%, while Nikon is at 9.3%. Samsung, by the way, is way down at 5.6%, and Sony even further down at 4.2%. Now, just way back in 2013, Apple was at 7.7% and Nikon was at 8.8%, meaning both brands have moved up in the scale of popularity at Flickr. Meanwhile, I can hear professional photographers cringing. Radio is still king, well, at least in the U.S. market anyways. You might think that how we're discovering music now is with YouTube and Spotify. Yeah, those are on the chart. But it's radio that still introduces us to what we want to go get and download. According to the research, 59% of music listeners use a combination of over-the-air AM and FM and online radio streams to get their music. And also 243 million U.S. consumers ages 12 and over tune in each week to listen to the radio. I'll be frank, I haven't listened to the radio in years, and I know a lot of my friends haven't either. So I'm starting to wonder if the Ad Council for Radio Advertising has funded this little research. Been wanting to get an electric car, but you're kind of thinking, okay, I cannot freaking afford a Tesla. Chevrolet might be coming to your rescue. The Wall Street Journal has reported GM, that's General Motors, or if you're in the States, a lot of people call it Government Motors, but that's an entirely different political story, has plans to launch an all-electric Tesla competitor for just, get this, $30,000. GM is planning to call it the Chevrolet Bolt. Don't know about the name, and it will be capable of about 200 miles on a single charge. That's pretty good. Now, the Bolt is definitely going up against Tesla. Their Tesla 3 model, which is supposed to be launched in 2017, supposed to be their more affordable alternative, meaning that's probably why Chevrolet's getting into the game. Their car is also going to be available in 2017. Go figure. 2017, yes, it's a long way off, so a lot of things could still happen. And who knows, with the price of oil the way it is right now, it could be like $15 a barrel by 2017. Wait, what am I thinking? I'm talking about oil companies. That's never going to happen. And finally, you want to relive the 80s on your desktop computer? Well, the Internet Archive, I gotta say, is turning into one heck of an arcade. You can now pop on over to the site and get 2,400 Microsoft DOS games without paying a single dime, or centavo, or pound, wherever you are in the world. Now, you guessed it, the browser-based emulator is still in beta, so you're going to see some hiccups and bugs here and there, but that shouldn't stop you from going on over and checking out the games. Play your favorites like you did way back in school, like the Oregon Trail. There's also the Oregon Trail Deluxe, by the way, if you're really into more graphics. You got stunts, yeah, remember that car game? The old Sim City? Street Fighter 2? I mean, the list goes on and on. Is your mouth getting watery just like mine is? Oh, yeah. Well, just head on over to archive.org/details/software-library_MS-DOS to spend your afternoon going through 2,400 of these games. Whew, Monday just got a little bit better now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday edition of the British Tech News Show. Until then, I hope you don't develop cholera or lose some oxen while you're trying to play your Oregon Trail game at work. Have yourself an excellent Monday, and thank you very much for listening.